This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Michael Feldschuh, the CEO of Daxor, an innovative medical instrumentation and biotechnology company focused on blood volume measurement. Mr. Feldschuh, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. Great to have you out and looking forward to hearing all the details on Daxor. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself to kind of lay the groundwork and how you got interested in the medical technology field that led you to your involvement with Daxor. Let's kick things off with that today.
I've been interested in the medical field since I was a small boy. My late father, actually, he was a cardiologist and endocrinologist, and he was a researcher, and he was one of the 20th century's main pioneers of blood volume measurement in medicine. And for those of you wondering what blood volume measure means, it means how much blood you precisely have in your body, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, is a very important thing to know. And so I grew up in a medical household. My mother is a molecular geneticist for the National Institute of Health, and I was very fortunate to study undergraduate pre-medical studies right here in New York City at Columbia University. So I've kind of grown up in this area and have been interested in it my whole life.
Certainly makes a lot of sense why you got into the medical field as well, since your family has a background in that. Good stuff there. Now, let's talk about BVA 100 and its benefits to physicians. Touch on some of the details there.
So for the listeners, the BVA 100, that's the name of our diagnostic test that allows physicians to accurately measure a patient's blood volume. Again, that's the amount of blood that they precisely have circulating in their body. The reason why that's really important is this. Blood, as we all know intuitively, is really the essence of life. You know, blood is what carries our nutrients, but even more importantly, it's also what carries the oxygen to each and every one of our cells. And so we're all used to seeing movies and TV shows where there are people, they're in the hospital, they often have like an IV pole next to them with some kind of saline going into them, or you hear about people talking about, you know, transfusing units of blood into patients, et cetera. The reason why that's true is because, you know, we all have to breathe. And when we breathe, we exchange oxygen into our lungs, and that oxygen travels across the membranes into our blood. And then the blood carries that oxygen to all of the cells in our body. That's how we, as we say in the medical field, that's how we perfuse the tissues. That's how literally life happens in our body. So the body must always maintain an adequate amount of blood volume under an adequate blood pressure, and it has to be pumped by the heart for us to live. And if that system breaks down even for a few minutes, as we know, we face death. So physicians are constantly trying to make sure that patients survive, and one of the things that they're constantly doing is making sure that they have an adequate amount of blood volume. If patients have too much blood or too little blood, both of those things, believe it or not, can lead to death very quickly. So we're constantly managing that in the hospital. The challenge is, how do we know how much a patient needs? And that's where our test comes in.
And of course, we're certainly appreciative of what you do in the space through Daxor in this technology. Tell us, take it further. How does BVA 100 differentiate from other similar technologies in the space?
So an interesting question is, and listeners might say, well, hang on a second. Don't doctors already know how much blood a patient has? Well, sure. Under normal circumstances, we have estimates for what a healthy individual would have, meaning how many liters of blood they would have. And there are tests that exist right now that offer some what we would call indirect measures of the blood volume. Indirect measure is something that's correlated with the blood volume but is not actually the same thing. So, for example, if you said to me, well, let's say I couldn't measure, you know, what size foot you had. I said, well, tell me how tall you are. you know, I know if a guy is 6'6", he probably doesn't have a size 5 shoe, right? You would say, well, height is correlated with shoe size, right? Well, similarly, there are some proxy tests that doctors have been using for a very long time that have some correlation with blood volume, but they're not direct measures of the actual blood volume. Those include things like the hematocrit or the hemoglobin test, which measure the concentration of red cells in the body. And there are certain pressure measures that physicians like to look at, and there are certain measures of the cardiac output, meaning how much blood the heart is pumping in every stroke. There's a lot of different indirect measures that physicians try to cobble together to make their best estimate of a patient's what they call the fluid status, meaning how much blood they have. But none of those are direct measures of blood volume, and that's why our technology is so exciting. Imagine that you were a company that was able to deliver a 98% clinically accurate direct measurement of the blood volume. It measures the blood volume, it measures the red cell volume, and that's exactly what our test does. In under 60 minutes, it allows care teams to know with 98% accuracy exactly how much fluid the patient needs and what type of fluid they need in order to get them to an optimal blood volume. And that really makes a big difference. And we can talk about it, but there's a number of studies out there that range in a dozen different indications where knowing the precise volume of the patient allows care teams to make a precision adjustment. The best analogy that we use sometimes is imagine that you were trying to manage your diabetes. Everybody who's dealt with diabetes knows that, you know, people with diabetes, they have to measure their blood sugar, and then they give themselves some artificial insulin in order to make up for the problems that they have with controlling their sugar level. Well, it would be very hard to control your insulin if you didn't measure the blood sugar. Our test is like that. We allow physicians and care teams to make the optimal fluid management decision by directly measuring what the problem is in the first place. And ours is, believe it or not, the only clinically available, rapid, FDA-cleared test that allows for this level of precise fluid management. And that's why it's being used right now in leading hospitals across the country, both for clinical management of some patients, but also for important research as well.
Certainly is a fascinating technology, and really appreciate your breaking that down thoroughly for us today. We're speaking with Mr. Michael Feldschuh, the CEO of Daxor, an innovative medical instrumentation and biotechnology company focused on blood volume measurement. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how does BVA 100 allow clinicians to provide better outcomes for their patients? Get into some of the highlights and important information around that.
So, you know, a lot of what people go to the doctor for or what they're treated for in the hospital really comes down to a volume derangement, a problem with their blood volume. Even sometimes when we think of, for example, people who might have high blood pressure, you know, if you go to your doctor and they say, well, I'm sorry to tell you, you have high blood pressure, they will give you medication in many instances that will affect your blood volume. They'll try to bring the volume down in order to bring the pressure down. Other types of medications that they'll give might do what's called have a vasodilator effect, to try to increase your blood vessel dimensions. It's very important to know what type of intervention to give patients. The thing that's challenging about the body is that sometimes the signs and symptoms of having blood volume overload look very similar to the problems and symptoms that you have when you have blood volume underload. And so what that means at a practical level, for example, if you're in the hospital, physicians and care teams have to often decide, well, what do we need to do for this patient? Should we give them, you know, one or two units of saline? Should we be transfusing them with blood? Or maybe they need something the opposite. Maybe they need fluid to be diuresed from them. Maybe they have too much fluid, and then we need to give them medications or filtration to remove blood volume. In other words, what's going on, it might surprise a lot of people listening to this show, is that there's a great deal of uncertainty, and there's a great debate often at the bedside of exactly what the patient's fluid status is. Care teams know what to do if they make the right decision, first and foremost, about what the status of the patient is. Knowing the precise status of the patient is very challenging in a number of different clinical circumstances. And that's where our test helps. It ends the debate at the bedside by giving 98% accurate, rapid measurement of the patient's blood volume, and it tells them how much the patient is off from what we call a very patient-specific norm. So, for example, you were in the hospital, we ran a blood volume test. Our test would say, well, this patient has 5,300 milliliters of blood. He should have 6,600 milliliters of blood. So he's missing 1,300 milliliters of blood. The care team can look at that, look at your other clinical symptoms and say, okay, we know what the problem is here. Let's transfuse him with 2 units of blood. We're going to get him back on track. Believe it or not, knowing that information means making the right intervention. And making the right intervention can mean the difference between literally life and death. So we're dealing with situations where people have often lost a lot of blood. For example, if they've been trauma, they've had a lot of blood loss from surgery, some kind of cardiac bypass graft surgery, et cetera, some kind of abdominal surgery. Oftentimes there are patients who have been admitted or readmitted often for heart failure. Heart failure, what we used to call congestive heart failure, is the other problem. It's where you tend to accumulate an excess amount of fluid in your circulatory system, in your lungs, and you need to be treated for heart failure. But knowing exactly how much overload you have and when you should be discharged from the hospital would be very challenging without our tests. So we found that when it comes to, believe it or not, about a dozen different areas of medical challenges in our system, knowing a patient's blood volume allows care teams to make the right intervention and improve outcomes. And that ranges in everything from heart failure, both for hospitalized heart failure and what we call ambulatory heart failure patients, meaning people have heart failure that's being controlled by their medications from their physicians. It helps in patients sometimes who have chronic fatigue syndrome. They're not quite sure why they're fainting or weak. Oftentimes those people have undiagnosed, unrecognized volume problems. Can help with people with high blood pressure to make sure that they're on the right medication. And it has a lot of applicability inside of the intensive care unit. That means people who have had trauma, surgery, burns, sepsis, and now even COVID. Right now, our company is doing a COVID study with a number of leading hospitals. It's being led by NYU Langone in New York, with 3 different hospitals that are studying the use of our technology to help the fluid management for COVID patients who are in the ICU. Why? Because COVID causes volume derangements, and those patients often need fluid resuscitation in order to survive COVID. So when you start to look at it, you think about how fundamental it is to be able to breathe, to be able to perfuse your tissues. Then you start to understand that many, many medical problems that we have affect the body's circulatory system. It affects our ability to perfuse our tissues, and so a lot of our medicine is about supporting that circulation and making sure that we can survive. Again, knowing what the problem is, being able to accurately measure what the status of the patient's blood volume is the first step towards making the most optimal intervention to help them survive. And that's why we're excited about our test and our technology. That's why we have a passion for making sure that everybody who's being treated has an optimal volume. And our mission is to bring blood volume technology across the spectrum to hospitals around the world.
Fantastic information, and you're certainly making an impact and making a difference in the space. And again, thanks for that fine report. Lastly, and in conclusion, if you would, give us an overview of BVA 100 and how it improves outcomes for heart failure patients.
So we've had a lot of exciting information come out. For those of you who are listeners who have heart failure or been treated for heart failure, go to daxor.com. We had a study that came out that was published in a leading heart failure journal at the end of 2018. It was a study on 245 patients. It showed that there was an over 80% reduction in heart failure mortality for patients who were treated with blood volume guided technology. So we've had a very exciting study come out in the heart failure world. As I mentioned earlier, we have a multi-center prospective COVID trial that's going on right now at 3 different hospital systems. We've had approximately 100 studies on our technology showing not only its safety, its accuracy, its superiority to what we call proxy markers. for volume as opposed to our direct measurement technology, and then also ultimately the benefit of having your care guided by blood volume analysis technology, BVA technology. There was a study that was published a few years ago in a journal called Shock. Shock is a journal for the intensive care unit world, and that showed a 66% reduction in mortality when BVA was used to guide treatment for ICU patients. What we keep seeing again and again, whether it's a study in heart failure or whether it's a study in the intensive care unit, is the same principle. People need an optimal and correct blood volume to increase their chances of survival. And when care teams are armed with a rapid 98% accurate test to assess what that patient's volume is, then they make the right decisions. And that means everything goes from there. That means that they have a better survival rate, in other words, a lower mortality rate. They're also much less likely to be readmitted to the hospital after they're discharged. So there's actually something exciting here, which is that the test has shown benefit not only for reducing the rate of death, not only for reducing the chances that you'll have to go back to the hospital, it also has health economic benefits. That means that the hospital systems can save money with this diagnostic. You know, it's much less expensive to get it right the first time. And our diagnostic tests, unlike very expensive drugs or very expensive mechanical interventions, et cetera, our test is pretty inexpensive and has huge bang for the buck. The most recent study that came out last month showed that our test, in terms of the value that it gives, is something on the order of 5 to 10 times more effective and less expensive than similar interventions that are widely used in our hospital system. So we're excited about research and data. It's still coming out. We have more studies going on. We have a prospective randomized control trial that's taking place right now at Duke University. And we're just really fired up as a company because we've just got more and more outcomes. We're working closely with the Department of Defense to bring our technology for battlefield casualty management to help our warriors who are forward deployed because, of course, they suffer from a lot of trauma and blood loss. So we're excited to be working with leading hospital centers and our government in order to improve outcomes for both the military and, importantly, the civilian world as well. And that includes the VA systems, too.
Again, you're doing a fantastic job in this space, making a huge difference, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update in the future as well. I'd love that. Again, folks, for more information, visit Daxor.com. Mr. Felch, you all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Very much appreciated, and please to everybody out there, stay safe, be well. Thank you so much.
And you too, we appreciate that. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Felch, the CEO of Daxor, an innovative medical instrumentation and biotechnology company focused on blood volume measurement. And again, for all the details, visit Daxor.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.